declare that false preachers are not, no better than homosexuals. You probably have a riot on your hands. I'm talking about preachers in so-called Christendom. They would take great offense in thinking that you would be comparing them to the very people that they preach against and denounce. And yet that's what our Lord is doing. He's comparing their sin and misleading people. Because that's who's addressed here, the rulers, verse 10. These are men, you know, in that day, the people did not have the word in their hands like we have. They didn't have this privilege of being able to compare scripture with scripture. They stood there and listened to these men comment and teach. And so all of their actions literally were from the top down. Now, in our day, if a man's standing up there and you question whether what he's saying is truly in line with the gospel, you can take this book, and I would encourage you to do it, even with me. If I ever make a statement that does not ring true to the gospel or to Christ, ask me, question me. Bring it to my attention. You read this word just as much as I do. But here was a day when the people came, and the only way they could hear it was through the mouth of these men. And so the word of the Lord is very strong against them. But where did Solomon get this wisdom? If you look over in 1 Kings chapter 4, again, just comparing scripture with scripture. Remember, when Solomon was appointed to take that throne that was appointed him through his father David, and in a very miraculous and sovereign way, because you remember Solomon was actually the son of Bathsheba. So not one who would normally, you would think, well, that's the one who's going to be in the lineage of Christ. Yep, that's the one. And when he was enthroned, you remember his prayer unto the Lord was that the Lord would grant him wisdom that he might rule wisely the people. But we know in reading these writings, of which Solomon was the writer, but the author was the Holy Spirit, it wasn't because he had a pure life. In fact, everything about Solomon, I've had people ask, and I've wondered myself, well, at what point did he write these things? Because of the idolatry in which he was caught up with. And yet we know in the end, if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, we know the Lord taught him. He was the Lord's. He was a sinner saved by grace. And being a sinner saved by grace, his eyes would have been toward Christ, just like Abraham's. Saw his day, Solomon, building that temple. You read that prayer of dedication. He knew it wasn't about him. He knew it wasn't about some brick and mortar, but had to do with the very glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, there it's not so much looking at the other and wondering how is it that God could save them. When you understand the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, it passes any knowledge we have and brings us to say, how is it that God could ever love a sinner like me? Why me? It says that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, that's what I don't want us to forget. This wasn't Joseph through earthly wisdom orchestrating all. This was God directing through him that all of these be brought to him. Unto him be the glory in the church. You see, there's two words already we've seen here. Well, actually three, because there's the word body, and then there's the word family, and then there's the word church. None of us is called to Christ in isolation of others. In other words, if we're the Lord's, we're made to be members of this one body. We might not all be meeting in the same place, but it is one body.
That word church, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. That's not talking about brick and mortar. This is a meeting place where the church meets. But the church, the word means called out ones. Those that have been called out. There again, it's specific. As Joseph gave these commands to go and bring his father, it all had to do with a particular people. Those were who were his family or his called out ones. They were called to himself. It says, unto him be glory in the church. There's only one person gets the glory. That's Christ. By Christ Jesus. Throughout all ages.